Garrison Keillor always says us folks in the Midwest are hardy and above average. Today we take a look at a man who really took that to a whole different level.
Clifford Thompson was one of the tallest men who ever lived and was most certainly the tallest man ever to call Wisconsin home. During his lifetime, he had many careers, from a circus performer to a practicing lawyer and plenty of other ventures in between. Today on Wisconsin Legends, we learn more about the big man and his connection to the state.
Here to help us do that is Ashley Steinbrink. She's a writer and graphic designer at Who Knew, an arts and culture website covering Northeast Wisconsin. She recently wrote a piece that took a closer look at the life of Clifford Thompson. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
All right. Well, let's start with the basics here. Just how tall was Clifford Thompson?
Well, there's been a little bit of controversy on the subject of his actual height, but he claimed he was 8'7", 8 feet 7 inches.
Wow.
Pretty tall. I thought 6 feet was tall. So, but the other people say, you know, he was 7'5". There was a researcher named Craig Elbert who more recently used photo analysis to determine his size was somewhere between 8'3" and 8'6". But, you know, that's common, I guess, among giants to exaggerate their size a bit, maybe wear taller shoes and a taller hat, and, you know, circuses, which he spent a lot of his life. They specialize in illusions, so who knows? But I kind of go toward the photo analysis one, somewhere between 8'3 and 8'6", but he probably knew best.
And he said that there wasn't anything in particular medically going on with him. He didn't have any sort of hormonal or glandular issue. He was just... You descended from Vikings, pretty much.
Yeah, he had that Norwegian blood, and yep, he wanted people to know it was nothing to do with any kind of condition or health issue. He was 12 pounds when he was born. His family, his mom and dad, were normal height. His dad was 5'10", his mom was 5'9". He had two younger sisters who were average height. He didn't stop growing until he was 27.
He just kept growing.
He
was born, I understand, in North Dakota, but spent a lot of his life in Wisconsin. Can you tell us some about his early days here in the state?
Sure, yeah. He moved, his family actually owned a dairy farm in Scandinavia, Wisconsin, which is sort of near Iowa. And, you know, it was 7 years old, I believe, when he came from North Dakota. So he had a pretty normal childhood, I guess. He went to school, and he tried out for the basketball team, but he actually didn't make it. I think it was because of they were worried about injuries and stuff. Mm-hmm. But you would think he'd be really good on the basketball team. I don't know. He lived a pretty normal childhood. Then he kind of got into the circus. He did that for 12 years. After he graduated, he wanted to be a teacher. He wanted to teach high school math and science. But he actually struggled to get a job in that profession. I guess he just assumed that the superintendents who rejected him were nervous that he would frighten the children.
Yeah, this is a guy who had a lot of different lives as he went along. It seemed as though he started, you know, with one thing, the circus, and wanted to be a teacher. And, you know, maybe inevitably he ended up in Hollywood.
Yeah, you know, he kind of got a little bit frustrated with the whole teacher thing. He spent a year applying for different positions there. And that's sort of when he decided to do the circus thing. To become a professional giant, and that worked out for him for 12 years doing that. And one of the circuses, it was the Barnes Circus, their headquarters was in Los Angeles, so that's kind of how he came into the movie scene, the Hollywood films. He was, you know, known to be the largest man in any, appearing in any movies, the tallest man to ever appear in Hollywood movies, I think is what the Chicago Tribune said. So in 1931, there was an article on that. So, yeah, he was in several movies. He was in A Day in the Life of a Giant. I don't know that anyone's going to be really familiar with some of these 1930 movies, but Movie Town, Sealskins was one of the more popular ones, and The 20th Century. So.
And I got to say, it's not really enough to talk about him. You have to see him in a way to believe him, and we've got a video that we'll be posting on the Central Time Facebook page. He really is remarkable. He looks huge. He doesn't look like a normal human being.
Yeah, no, I mean, his shoe size was 22. Can you imagine having that large of a shoe? Everything had to be custom made. The only thing that he didn't have to have custom made was his necktie. Otherwise, his hat, his shirts, pants, everything. His chest was 46 inches across. On his ring finger, you could fit a half dollar right through it. So imagine having a finger, your ring finger, as big as a 50-cent piece. And, you know, he had to have a 19-inch extension added to the steering wheel on his car. He drove a 1935 Ford sedan. And he actually had to have those front seats removed, and he sat in the back seat with that 19-inch extension to be able to reach the steering wheel. So that attracted about as much attention as he did.
And I imagine a lot of the attention he got was maybe unfriendly or at least joking about his height. In researching the story, did you get a sense of how he dealt with that, how he felt about that?
You know, I think he had a pretty good attitude most of the time about his height. I know that he got a little bit annoyed by some comments that he heard often, like, how's the weather up there? He got frustrated by people that would ask him stuff like that. And he was really just, his biggest fear was getting his head chopped off by one of those four-bladed ceiling fans. So living a life like a giant, you know, I mean, it's not normal, that's for sure, but he had a good attitude about it.
And he was a really handsome guy, so handsome, in fact, that he ended up being a spokesman for Blatt's Beer.
For what? What
for a beer company, right?
Yes, actually, after he just felt like he wanted to do something else with his life, so he just kind of quit the circus. They weren't that happy with him, the employers, when he quit. That was when he was in the Cole Brothers Circus. But he just felt like he needed to do something that required more skills. So he tried to be a spokesperson in Milwaukee, and, he did some car commercials for Ford. I think it was something like the Ford V8 is roomy enough for a giant. And he also was a spokesperson for the Big Shoe Store in Stevens Point. But during that time, the Wisconsin milk industry actually hired him to walk around at the Wisconsin State Fair, and he was wearing a sign that said, "Drink milk, look what it did for me," you know, and that's when Blatt's Brewery, which is actually Pabst Brewery in Milwaukee now, it later became Pabst, but that's when they saw him and just kind of joked around him that he should be wearing a sign for beer instead of milk, and he kind of took it seriously. It was that same night of the Wisconsin State Fair that he went to the offices of the brewery and talked with them about being the spokesperson there. And that's how he ended up landing that job. And he did that for several years. I think it was 4 years he was a salesman for that company.
All that, and he did a stint as a lawyer, too. He got his law degree.
That's right. Well, after all this travel, and things started to get rough for him after a little while because, you know, at this point he was 460 pounds. He was walking with a cane because that was a lot easier. All the travel kind of got to him a little bit. They were traveling 40,000 miles every year, him and his wife. And this was his second wife now. His first wife, I guess, divorced him because, she said it was because she was sick of making his large meals, his
All right.
extra large meals. But
we'll leave it there for now. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us and sharing his story with us today.
Yeah, no problem at all.
That's Ashley Steinbrink. She's a writer and graphic designer at Who Knew? That's an arts and culture website covering Northeast Wisconsin.